I'm glad that Brother John read that verse from chapter 14 of 2 Chronicles. And with it, I would like to offer not a warning, but a thought. Asa was Jehoshaphat's father. And Asa won a battle, and in his prayer to the Lord, he said, "We rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord God, thou art our God. No man can, let not man prevail against thee." We look back at the testimony that God has given. We talk about the revival of it in the 19th century and so on. But Jehoshaphat did not look back at what his father accomplished and fighting the Ethiopians. He looked to God. Every generation will be tested. Every generation will be challenged in relation to what they believe in regarding the Lord. But we cannot use the victory of the generation before as the answer for us. We have to face the challenges that are brought before us in the same power that they face them. We'll notice that Asa went out and fought, but this generation is told, "You're not going to fight anything." You know, I know a lot of brethren, a lot of people say, "What a wonderful thing God did in revival of the testimony in the 19th century. But the heyday of the testimony for me is my generation. The heyday of the testimony for them was their generation. We cannot go in the strength of the other generation. Each of us will be tested in our generation, and the test will be the type that is needed by that generation. And the way to the victory is dependence on God, but it will not be the same as the generation before. Asa went and fought. These just stood and sang praise to God," which we might very well say, "Wow, that's a new way to fight a battle." But it was the way for them. It was the way that God prescribed and the way that they won the battle.